Well, it's 10 years tomorrow since the apology, and every anniversary since then, either in office or out of office, I've delivered a speech on progress and regress. First of all, I think when I speak to Aboriginal Australians across the country, I'm yet to hear one say to me that the apology in one way or another hasn't been beneficial to their lives. And I'm often deeply moved by the stories I hear of people who'd been waiting for decades for someone simply to say, sorry, we really screwed you. And that's what happened. On the second half of it, which is closing the gap, it's become fashionable to criticise the closing the gap targets. I think all that's nonsense. Of course the targets were meant to be hard, because Indigenous disadvantage is hard. If you've been creating disadvantage for 210 years, as we had, then it's going to take a lot of effort to get around them. But the fact that we see improvement in all, three on track to be realised out of seven, I think speaks well of the nation. But my challenge to the Turnbull government is consistency, 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 political commitment, policy resolve, funding resolve. Get behind Ken White, good man. The fact that we're heading north on these questions, some improvement rather than complete success, I think speaks well, and we should be encouraged by that. But at the same time, enhance the targets, don't water them down, but renew funding commitment. You cannot deliver real progress if you are the Turnbull government who rips $500 million off the table. And furthermore, as the states and territories now tell me, the real prospect of not having the National Partnership Agreement on remote Indigenous housing renewed, what does that mean? It's not just a word. It's 5,500 houses in the most remote parts of the country not being built, with a huge impact on your ability to go to school, health and safety.
What do you think of the refresh of the policy? Would you like to see more targets added?
I'd like to see the detail first, but what I've said is, if refresh equals enhancing the targets, tick. If refresh equals watering down the targets, cross. So I have a pretty basic view of this. But I also have a double cross if it's a refresh minus funding to give effect to those targets over time. You know, what I'd say to the country at large is, we can achieve reconciliation. It's not a pipe dream. When I see young Indigenous kids, as I did in Brisbane yesterday, you know, rocketing their way through the school system, off at university, doing PhDs, none of this was much happening 10 years ago. It's terrific. So we should be encouraged by that, and at the same time, challenged by the huge gaps which still exist. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.